Well, isn't this cozy? That's the word, right? This is cozy. That's what you call this kind of place. So cute and cozy, with its little kitchen and its little garden and its little picket fence in this little town, which is just so unremarkable. It really is. I mean, there is literally nothing special about this town, which makes it perfect. Because you're in witness protection. And that's why you live in this cozy little cottage. Which isn't very you. Well, the you that I used to know. You're someone else now, aren't you? A whole new person. Witness protection. You know, when you disappeared, I mourned you. I cried, I screamed, I did not react well. Your death. It broke me. No, it did. It broke me. Because I adore you. I adored you. You were my everything, and you died. You died right in front of me. I was inconsolable. Until I wasn't. You see, I've killed a lot of people. And that means I've disposed of a lot of dead bodies. And the one thing I know for certain is there is always a trace. Always a trace. Unless you really, really don't want there to be. And there was no trace. Not a single one. And that, oh, it caught my attention. I was crying, sobbing, I was drinking, I was mindless, deranged, and then not a trace, not a single trace. Why wouldn't there be a trace? Why? Why? That's what I couldn't stop asking myself. Why? If it were an accident, why wouldn't there be a trace? If it were an accident. Was it an accident? It wasn't an accident. Because you weren't really dead. Oh, the FBI and those US Marshals. They thought they were so clever, just doing such a wonderful job of fooling me. But they weren't clever enough. They've never been clever enough. And that is why they have never, ever pinned me down. To pin me down, they would need inside information. They would need someone to betray me, to turn on me, to just stab me in the back. But even then, who would they get to do that? Because you know me. I'm not exactly a trusting person. I am suspicious. I'm difficult to get close to. But I trusted you. I let you get close. I loved you. If there was anyone who knew all my secrets, it would be you. And here you are in witness protection. Got to be honest with you. That does not look good. In fact, it looks really bad. It looks so bad. But I didn't believe it. I couldn't believe it because you. I love you. I adored you. You would never betray me. So, must be a mistake, right? Must be a mistake. Only it's really not looking like a mistake. And I did my due diligence. I really, really did. I interrogated. And by interrogated, I mean I tortured the right people. I hacked the records. I found you. I've been watching you. And it looks very bad. It looks as if you betrayed me. It looks as though you stabbed me in the back. And that is how it was meant to look. But like I said, the FBI and the US Marshals have never been smart enough to catch me. Don't look so worried. I've jammed their bugs. Are you all right? I know you didn't betray me. I know that you wouldn't betray me. But they made it look like you did. They set you up. And they're going to pay for it. I have to admit that the plan was probably the smartest they've come up with. Rather clever in a way. For an FBI plan in a way. They drugged you. Snatched you away. Faked your death. Presented you with a fake reality. Not that you fell for it. But that was only their plan A. The hope that you would believe their lies. The hope that you would sing like a canary, betray me. Their plan B was for me to find out that your death was faked. That you are in witness protection, for me to believe that you would betray me. Because they know exactly what I do to people who even entertain the thought of betraying me. Set up. That is why this place is wired. That is why they have agents watching. Oh, don't worry. Like I said, for an FBI plan, it's almost ingenious. But they weren't counting on one thing. They weren't counting on you. I love you so much. And I didn't let you in. You just walked into my heart. I never stood a chance. I adore you. You are my everything, and I know that you would never ever betray me. I'm sorry it took so long for me to get to you. I wanted to come the first day, but I couldn't. Because it has to be clean. It has to be pristine. I have to humiliate them. And I am going to. And it will be quite the show. I've missed you. I am so sorry. They never should have gotten to you. I am. Oh, I hate myself for that. I hate myself because you are everything to me. And well, I can tell you this, it will not happen again. You are my precious. And I've missed you. I haven't been able to sleep without you. No, you don't have to stay here any longer. We can go home. Where you belong. And I think, yeah, everything's about to come back online. So, darling, do you want to come home? Oh, I am so glad you said that. Oh, I missed you. Oh, you just need to sign yourself out of witness protection. Oh, don't worry, your handler will be at the door in about 30 seconds or so. This is about to get very fun. Oh, I've missed that smile of yours. I've missed you so. So.